In a world with many similarities to our own, there lies two planets that are both experiencing societal turmoil. One of them, the planet Remus, there lies a town named Hazel that is on the outskirts of one of the busiest cities on the planet. While society is strained with cultural change, in this town, there are beings that no one has seen and struggle not to be found as time goes on. The following is the story of some of the people who end up finding them through no fault of their own. This is Hazeltown Story. Hello, and welcome to another session of Hazeltown Story, in which we are following Team Misk. In particular, they're kind of in a subplot of a subplot, but right now we are overall trying to find out what happened to some cult members that have gone missing. And right now, we may or may not be invading a Nazi medieval
time. Okay. It is a medieval times with Nazis in it. Yes.
It is. God, that would be. I'm not going to even think about it.
Don't bother.
That is trying to find a dinner theater out of springtime for Hitler. Why don't we introduce the people that are in this thing before this goes off the rails even further?
Hi, I'm Carnival.
I am, of course, Deathmaster 780.
And somehow, despite the odds, I'm Torpid Typist.
All right, so who wants to explain what we did last
time? Me.
All right.
But yeah, we, as Lolo said, we went to medieval times. We spotted some Nazis. We investigated the park. We found a Catholic confessional pews in a church. Queen followed some Nazis and got caught, but beat them all up. And then at the very end, we got confronted by a bunch of Nazis in the castle, and then we killed the shit out of them.
Yeah, we kind of wanted to take one alive to interrogate them, but we accidentally killed all of them. So unfortunately, the only Nazi left alive at this point is the one that's hogtied behind the tavern.
Well, that we've been part so far. There's more in this castle. That was all.
Indeed. Okay. So, where to go from what happened is a good question.
I figured the easiest thing would just go to the... Go ahead.
First, this thing is contacting management because we've technically completed the mission.
What do you mean?
We were supposed to scout this place out and find Nazis, and we found Nazis. So now we
yeah, but we haven't fully scouted it.
But they also know the Nazis know that we're here. So
when has that stopped us?
They'll be able to call command and find out what part two of the mission is supposed to be. You know, in case we wreck things.
I don't know. I still want to fetch the Nazi behind the bar so we can interrogate him a bit further.
We can grab him and then make the call.
All right.
Okay, so you're going to back up out of the castle and just head straight to that guy?
Yeah.
Okay, so what do you... You stuffed the bodies in the armor, didn't you?
Yep.
Yeah.
And then we posed the armor, yes.
Okay, yeah. Okay. So you go back from where you came, and you head out of the castle back to the tavern. Did I take it you all three are heading at the same time?
Yeah.
All right. So as you go back, or you go back to the tavern, you find the man, you find the person you saw hogtied. However, you also find that there is another person there, which is your bartender friend holding a bag of garbage, being very confused.
Hi.
Hi.
He tried to beat me up.
The person that's holding the bag of garbage is just kind of looking. It's like, yeah, I think I've seen this guy. Why did he try to beat you up?
Because he's racist.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah, mind if we borrow him for a little bit?
I don't mind. What do you want to borrow him for?
You need to ask him a few questions.
Don't ask questions you don't want the answer to. Nayley just
smiles. We just need to ask him a few questions, that's all.
The person just kind of looks, kind of like does the thing around, and just looks at it as like the thing that's like, hey, is there something up with this place?
Cock full of racist.
Yeah.
He goes, it just kind of does the thing again and looks at you and he pulls out a lighter and he's like, do you need any help?
Hell yes. Want to do the most exciting thing you'll do all year?
I've been wanting to burn this place to the ground for 6 months.
Oh, yes! Way more extreme than I was expecting. I'm down.
So,
hey kid, do you know about the church?
What church? Or, the chapel, what about it?
It holds secrets.
What kind of secrets?
Racist secrets.
Those are the best worst kind of secrets.
Exactly. Yeah, these skinheads appear here for a reason, and it's not good. Which is why we need to ask our buddy here on the ground some questions.
Well, if you need anything, I can provide you with, if you need anything, he just kind of flicks the lighter on and off.
Actually, friends, there's something you can do to help us right now.
What's that?
Is there somewhere quiet around here? Like, say, somewhere you and the other employees like to go hang out away from everyone else? Somewhere where we wouldn't be disturbed?
Yeah, there's some conference rooms that I don't think are being booked at all today.
Do you think you can get us in there?
Yeah, it's pretty, it's fairly open. I don't even know if we locked them up.
Yeah, it'd be cool if you could get us a room and maybe some cleaning supplies.
I'll see what I can do. It's in the tavern. It's in kind of points you towards. It's in the hallway, down. There's some rooms that are labeled conference room one or conference room two. So yeah, either of these conference rooms should have enough space if you need a place. What kind of cleaning supplies you need?
Anything to get stains out.
So ammonia.
Probably, yeah.
Okay, I'll go.
Dang.
I'll just go put it in that room.
Thanks a bunch. I appreciate it. We all do.
Thank you, sir.
He just gives you a thumbs up and goes and finds the stuff.
Maybe we should leave him a business card after this.
Yeah, we've just gotten a new hire.
I think we'd rather send him to Libra instead. He's into burning down Nazis.
You know what? Let's put that on the back burner and talk with the boss about it. Either way, we got a friend to haul.
Shall we?
We shall.
All right, so I take it you're just going to go into, just going to keyhole him into one of the conference rooms?
Yeah, just hurl him over my shoulder like a sack of shit and bring him in.
All right. So, while he's still doing this, he is still in car.
Yeah.
Just wanted to clarify.
Yep.
Okay, so what now?
Time to a chair.
We should ask the kid for a bucket of water, too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so I imagine that a bucket of water is probably one of the cleaning supplies. So you just try and wake him up with the water?
Yeah, just splash him in the face.
All right.
After tying him to the chair.
Okay.
You know, normal
Someone
things.
Someone want to do, let's see, who wants to do a percentage roll?
Say we let Carnival do it.
Sure.
Okay, go ahead and roll a percentage roll. Okay, 46. You, as you splash him, he starts to wake up and he starts looking at you all and just kind of looks, he just kind of gives you a stare.
Morning, sunshine.
Good
just
afternoon, sir.
Just continue staring.
We have some questions for you.
Hello?
He does not respond.
Claudia's going to okay, I'm going to go out the door. You guys let me know when you're done with this bit.
Yeah, it's cool, kid. Definitely ain't for everyone. So about those questions.
Just continue staring at you.
Oh, no, sir. That won't do. We'd like this to be as pleasant for you as possible. And I will roll charm.
Okay, so you're going to roll charm?
Yes.
Okay. So let's see. You're going to try and charm him.
Good fucking luck.
So I'm going to say that the effect is going to be, the base effect is going to be limited. Position, well, can't really say it's desperate because he's still, tied up to a chair.
Yeah, he's tied to a chair so he can be controlled.
Yeah, I guess that literally is that literally is controlled. So it's going to be controlled limit unless you have some sort of benefit. That was a 4 and a 5, so mixed success. You're playing as Haley, right?
Yes.
Okay. So let's.
I don't just he starts talking.
It kind of looks
substance.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think about what the effect is because. Trying to think of how. Okay, I'll do this. He doesn't respond, but so I or how do you how were you planning on charming him?
The charm was just convincing him that we want this to be as pleasant as possible. Then we'll go from there. See how he responds.
Okay. So in that case, he goes, like, he kind of looks like, kind of eyes the two of you a little bit, and you can see him get a little bit more relaxed, and he just kind of looks at you and just kind of says, I'll ask.
All right. Well, first things first, who are you with?
He just says, Dudley Palace.
All right. Who are your friends you were with earlier?
Some coworkers who don't like people snooping around where they shouldn't be snooping around.
I see. And how do you feel about me and her?
This kind of looks at the two of you and is like, says, well, I don't know where you are, but it's going to be a shame that I don't think you're going to be able to make it out of here alive.
Hey, pal,
quick question. We're paying customers. What's wrong with us hanging around here?
Normal paying customers don't really, you know, eavesdrop on, eavesdrop and poke your nose where you don't exactly,
Look, pal, I told you, I was in that back booth because I just did not want to deal with everyone up front, and I wanted to eat my shitty food in peace.
He just looks at you.
Out of curiosity, who do you think
it's been a long fucking day.
Well, I have no idea who you are.
Well, Haley, like, starts walking around the guy in a circle. There are people you wouldn't want to anger. Not the ones you're used to dealing with. Not the ones who've burned you out. No, we're the ones that can cause you some real damage.
Queen gives him a dainty little wave.
Well, that's a lot of now, talk.
Oh, is it now? Haley just kind of stops behind him, rests her head on his shoulder, and smiles at Queen and says, why don't you show him what we got?
I mean, cool. Queen walks up to him and grabs his hand. Gently, delicately, daintily, and breaks a fan. I will roll for that if you fucking want me to. I will do an intimidate check for that shit.
So, you're gonna have to actually roll that, mainly because I'm very curious how this can go pear-shaped.
Same. Either way, position,
okay,
I'm
so
assuming
what
controlled.
Action do you want to use?
I'll do intimidate.
And it gets used.
Okay, so intimidate, how do you have him restrained, by the way?
I figure we had him tied to the chair and his wrists tied down and legs tied down.
Okay.
Yeah, he's tied up.
Let's see. I'll say your attempt to intimidate him like that. I'm going to say I just want to check something. Okay.
No, I do not have trip to the gun show.
No, that's not what I was looking at. I was just looking at your general stats. I'm just trying to think about what the potential outcomes could be if this fails. Mm-hmm. Let's say that you're what was that?
I said the fail would just be he doesn't talk. Doesn't need to be anything complicated than that.
Well, so here's the thing. How did you time him down?
Same rope we used to hog time since he was still passed out.
Okay. In that case, so there's gonna be a reason for this. Your effect's going to be risky, or your condition's going to be risky, and your effect is going to be, I'll give you effect standard.
Okay, yeah, and I could do strike, but specifically I chose intimidate because we're trying to get information out of him.
Last time.
Look at that!
Okay, so...
Land of contrasts!
So yeah, you manage to grab, like, you take his hand, and you manage to break one of his fingers, and that does seem to... put about or very much highlight the fact that if he does not cooperate, he is going to be very hurt.
And this now, sir?
Look, okay, so it's kind of just grimacing and is like, all right, just looks, it's like, is like, I'm like, yeah, it's like, all right, what are you looking
for? Let's try this again. First off, who are you?
Just kind of looks at you and is like, I'm just trying to think how to respond to this. Well, he just kind of looks as like, my name's Fred.
Who are you with?
Look, he just kind of is like, look, no, pretty obvious. No one just randomly comes in and picks a spot to kind of look around. You know who I am. Or, like, I have a feeling that if you're poking around like this, you probably not already know. It just kind of like,
I want to hear you
ask
you
a fucking question, buddy.
Like, I'm like, yeah, it's a Cygnus joint.
Thank you. Now, how many of you are here?
He just kind of thinks to a bit, is like, say give or take about 20.
Sorry, what was that?
Say give or take about 20.
Is that including you?
Yeah.
All right. Why are you here?
Yes, why?
Yes. Why?
Because they give me room and board.
Not that. Why are you guys here in this park?
Because it ain't exactly easy to get, like, we take, it's like, pretty sure we're not going to be able to get any place. We just kind of say where we are. We just kind of use whatever friends we have to get a place.
Yeah, of course, the owner's a sympathizer.
But still, what were you using this place for?
Well, probably not going to like this answer, but it's the truth. It's a place to organize.
And that's it?
Can't list literally everything we ever do.
Anything else? Like, what were you all doing at the castle?
Well, for one, as much as you probably might be, we do actually maintain this.
Again, what were anything else?
Oh, let me. I just want to double check something. Does Haley?
Haley doesn't have the lie detector ability.
That's what I was about to check. Okay.
That's just Bobby.
He just says, honestly, just kind of making. Just. Yeah, as far as I'm concerned, we just check if I'm not responsible for anything else.
Okay. Okay, good question. Is there, like, a way to do, like, say, like, a good cop, bad cop thing? Like, if I, like, rolled charm and Orpik rolled intimidate, would there be a way to, like, combine those effects?
Previous episodes of Hazeltown Story can be found at bekindrewind.hazel.town or radio.hazel.town. If you would like to know more about the universe and have an interest in video games, you can watch Lola the Puzzle's Journal, our sister show, that can be found at theater.hazel.town or bekindrewind.hazel.town. If you would like to keep up to date with Lola, you can follow them at Coast or Blue Sky at Lola the Puzzle. There is also a Discord server in which you can potentially catch episodes being recorded live at club.hazel.town. Thank you for listening to Hazeltown Story. I welcome you to come back for more.